This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The nations posture and flex, believing their strength is their own. They amass armies, project power across the seas, and believe they control the narrative. But Yahweh declares their arrogance a delusion. Their iron will bend, their steel shatter, for the sword of Yahweh is being sharpened even now against Edom. We see it unfolding. A slow but inexorable unraveling of the Western order, a crumbling of the empires built on centuries of animosity towards Israel, and a relentless pursuit of dominion. Consider the words of Yeshayahu echoing through the ages. "Go, gather all nations against this city," Yahweh commands, speaking of a judgment upon Edom. This isn't a call to arms for us, for those awakening to the covenant promises. It's a prophecy of their futile gathering. They believe they are building empires, securing resources, establishing dominance. They are, in truth, gathering themselves for destruction. We observe it in the relentless pursuit of military expansion by the nations of the West, the so-called democracies. They intervene in conflicts not their own, build bases on foreign soil, and impose their will through economic and military pressure. This is the mark of Edom, a people historically defined by pride, animosity towards Israel, and a thirst for power. It is a pattern repeated across generations, a lineage stretching from Esau's heel to the corridors of power in Washington, London, and Brussels. They boast of precision weaponry and unparalleled intelligence. They believe they can dictate terms to the world, but Yahweh mocks their confidence. For the day of Yahweh is near upon all the nations. Yeshayahu 34:6. Their vaunted technology will not save them. Their strategic alliances will crumble. The foundations are cracking, the weight of their accumulated pride and injustice becoming too much to bear. And what is the weight of glory but the dust of Edom? They seek glory in their empires, in their economic might, in their cultural influence. But Yahweh declares that all glory belongs to him, and what remains of Edom will be reduced to dust, a testament to the futility of opposing his purposes. The stones themselves cry out, a lament for the coming judgment, echoing the vulnerability of Jerusalem, a city perpetually caught in the crosshairs of these nations. It is a stumbling stone, as Zechariah foretold, a source of constant tension and conflict. We see it in the increasing instability, the economic tremors, the internal divisions that plague these nations. Their carefully constructed narratives are unraveling, exposed as the fabrications they are. The truth is emerging, slowly but surely, revealing the extent of their deception and the depth of their animosity towards Israel. This is not merely a political or economic crisis. It is a spiritual one. It is the judgment of Yahweh unfolding before our eyes. But within this judgment, there is also a promise of restoration. For as Edom falls, Israel scattered Israel, the remnant of Jacob's seed dispersed through the ships of captivity, is being awakened. The scattered seed is responding to the call, a harvest being gathered from the nations. This is the fulfillment of Yeshayahu's prophecy. In that day the deaf will hear and the blind will see. Yeshayahu 29:18. They are hearing the call of the shofar, recognizing the signs of the times, and returning to the covenant. This is not a return to a geographical location, a political state. It is a return to the covenant, to the understanding of their identity as Israel, as the people chosen by Yahuwah. It is a spiritual regathering, a reclaiming of their heritage, a recognition of their responsibility as watchmen on the walls of Zion. And as they awaken, as they gather, they will witness the complete and utter downfall of Edom. The iron will bend, the steel will shatter, the sword of Yahuwah will have accomplished its work. The nations will learn a hard lesson, that pride goes before destruction, and that Yahuwah reigns supreme over all kingdoms. The stones will cry out, not in celebration of Edom's power, but in testimony to Yahuwah's judgment. And scattered Israel will rise, a beacon of hope and a testament to the faithfulness of Yahuwah. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.